Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised
Musical Podcast.
What?
Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kind.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. We
got Dana, the boom in the other room. Wickens on the stickens.
Okay, listen, here's what we got.
Listen.
Here's what we got.
We've got cameras.
We
filming.
If you want to join in on the fun, offbookclubhouse.com. Sean Matthew Leary is doing a great job. He's being really such a dear, sweet, sweet babe.
Also, some banger episodes coming out of the archives lately in there. We got Tony Newsom makes space for family.
Oh, sure.
We got John Gabris.
And I do want to say that famously, we did start Tony on doing space-related content. Make Space for Family does come before Space Force and Lower Decks.
It comes
before
Space Force and Lower Decks, and it was just sort of, she learned there.
That she had a face for space.
She had a face for space. She had a space face.
She has space. And by that I mean, like, it should be all over the place.
An incredible talent.
Okay, we love her. That's clear, right? Okay, yes.
You know who else we love?
This guest.
Our incredible guest today, who I'm so glad we finally have him. I'll talk about all the reasons why after we get him in there. He is the host of Slumber Party on iHeart. He is our friend. Please welcome Tim Murray. And comedian, actor, singer. All the
stuff. Oh,
true
my
delight.
God.
True delight.
What a joy to be here with the just these two cutie sweeties sitting in front of me right now. And to do my favorite thing in the world, which of course is singing.
Man, Tim.
Couldn't be more thrilled to be here.
You came into my life in sort of a shooting star sort of way where I had never, because you had moved recently from New York. A couple years ago to Los Angeles. And then Chris Grace was like, we were doing a musical, we were doing Voldemort, and we needed to fill a role for it. And Chris was like, you should cast Tim. And I trust Chris. So I was like, yes, absolutely. And then I saw you every day for like the next 3 weeks. And I was like, I love this man.
It was
heaven on earth.
I really wanted that. That was very sweet. And I loved it. In addition, the way you started that sentence made me think that the way you're going to tell that story was, I had never, then I did, and I loved it. Like, because you're
I had never met Tim before.
Yes.
Then I did meet Tim, and I loved it.
But only having the first part, I had never, then I
like a small child, like a small child eating a bomb pop for the first time.
Yeah.
I have never had one of these, and then I did, and now I love it.
Look, it's not bad story structure.
I had never.
Beginning, middle, and end, baby.
I had never, then I did, and I loved it.
It's more
of a two-part story and then a sort of comment on the story.
Like a caveat at the end.
Can I ask you the question?
Of course.
Do you think I have a face for space?
Yes.
Huge fan of Tawny. I would love to have, because people say that I look like Lance Bass, who famously tried to go to space.
You do have a face for space, and I could see you in space content, because here's what I feel like we need more in, like, our, we're exploring other galaxies storytelling is there's not like enough joyful characters. People are very serious.
Oh my God. Could not be happier than you said that.
Flying the ship and they're so serious about everything up here is dangerous and can kill you.
It's like every movie critics will, when they like talk about space, they're like, well, it's the void where we get to explore our humanity. I'm like, but why are we only exploring sad humanity?
Where's the party bus to space?
Oh my goodness, oh my me, oh my. It's another beautiful day to blast off into the sky. And I am so excited, I'm not afraid of the void. And I'm not running from my emotions or a past that makes me annoyed. I'm just happy. I was happy and I know that you're all happy too. I'm sorry, punch anyone?
I'd love some punch right over here. That would be such a treat. I'd love to drink in space. I'm kicking my feet. Space is the most fun place that I have ever been. When you're looking at the moon, come on baby, that's a win.
You're happy in space.
The moon from a certain angle, look at its happy face. The moon is so happy
in space.
And obviously, yes, there's dangerous elements. We have to maintain our oxygen. We have to make sure that we don't breach. There's a lot of safety lessons to teach, but all of that gets so old and dull. Worrying about that crack in the hull, it could just be so much better to be free and happy
in space.
And I'm so glad this party space bus won the party space race. Boo, happy.
Everybody,
Brendan.
Yeah.
To celebrate your bachelor party.
Dude, my dude's getting married, my dude.
You've been my bro since day one.
I'm a day one. This day one, I know he's your brother, so that's why he gets to be the best man. But this day one, also a day one.
Hello, Brad. Love you since you were...
Brendan? Love you.
Love you, Brad. And Brett, I love you too, man.
I love Brendan.
And here's the thing. I think people like to try to pit guys against each other all the time.
People are always saying guys are so mean to each other behind their backs.
I hate that. Can I say I was bringing a touch of that energy? Because I'm insecure because you guys are actually brothers. And though you've always opened your arms to me and I've always been the unofficial bro, I do sometimes feel like I need to exert that will over you. And I want to apologize because this party bus, because Brennan's getting married, has no space for that. We got all this space, but we got no space for that.
And listen, Brad, ever since we were little kids, we have loved you like
a brother. You guys, look, Brad, you were the big brother I never had.
I'm Brad, I'm big.
You're my big bro, Brad.
That's why they call you that, Big Brad.
Big Brad, my bro.
Brett, you're the other little brother.
Stop
that
it.
I did have.
Yeah. Do you guys... Thank you so much. This is not about me. This is a-
Hey.
If you need to cry, there's space for that. If you need to tell another guy you love him, there's space for that. There's lots of reasons to put a smile on someone else's face, and for that, there is space. You gotta be honest, there's space for that. If you want to lay it all on the line, talking about insecurities and bad times in the past, if it'll make you feel better, well, that's totally fine. We got space for that. We're gonna make space for that. We're gonna make space for that. Ooh, we're gonna make space for that.
If I wanna walk down a memory lane, ooh, there's space for that.
Oh, there's space for that. Na-da-da-da-da.
If I wanna write you a poem based around your name, there's space for that.
Ooh, there's space for that. I remember when the three of us were born, just playing on our silly earthly toy. And I'd look up at all the space out there, and I'd think, I wanna go there with my boys, tell them how much I care.
There's space for that.
With our emotions, there's space for that. We're gonna leave room for this beautiful groom to have one last party, one big boom.
This bro and my bro, we gotta make a new memory, so we're gonna party all.
Forget everything you think you know. Live in the moment. Be open to surprise.
Surprise.
As you go on this journey.
The journey.
Just keep open your eyes. Leave space for that. To Brendan.
To Brendan.
And you know what? To Brett.
And you know what? To Brett.
I think there's space for. For this toast to be to Brett and to Brad as well.
There's
to all of us.
Space for that.
I don't care if you had a coupon code or something. I don't have your name on the list. And if your name is actually not on the list, then I can't let you in for the table service you booked through a coupon that you got at the bottom of a receipt you once saw.
You keep doing quotes. We did get a coupon for table service at the bottom of a receipt we once saw.
Okay, well, that's neither here nor there because your name's not on the list, so I can't let you into Lunar, the most premier club. And the moon.
Are you kidding me? We came all the way here for my bachelor party, and I was hoping to see Xenon, girl of the 20. Oh my God. There she is.
She's the most macro girl in the whole galaxy. You think you can just see Xenon because of a coupon code at the bottom of a receipt?
I'm going to walk up to Xenon major. No problem, bro. Zetus Lapidus, you are being so I need to calm down. I'm being so aggressive.
Dude, it's
on my
okay. This okay. is disappointing. Okay. It's disappointing. Okay. I'm sorry. This is on me. This is the part that Brad had me be in charge of, and I just really feel like I blew it. The bus part, you nailed. The matching shirts, you nailed.
Thank you.
The
Thank
hotel you. Room for later tonight. I assume
we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I was supposed to get us into Lunar so that you could see your all-time biggest crush, Xenon. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, Brent. There's still space for that.
Listen, we're gonna get you in to see Xenon.
Girl,
you mean
the
it?
21st century.
Yeah, all you we gotta it? Listen. You need. It doesn't matter what the club is.
I'm telling you, the club is Lunar, and yeah. that's where she's performing tonight.
Sure.
And you aren't on the list.
Cool, fine. It doesn't matter if you're not on the
no,
list.
No, I'm telling you, it does, because that's how you get into
Lunar.
Can I
sidebar with you for a second? What's your name? Sorry.
My name?
Yeah.
Glorb.
Listen, Glorb.
Sorry, it's short for Glorbia.
I assumed.
Okay.
Brad, before you get into this, I just want to say, don't be a male Karen, a Baron.
I won't, go ahead. I won't be but a go ahead. Baron. Listen, Glorb. I understand that you're just doing your job.
I am.
And
I know I'm putting a little bit of mustard on it, but they pay us for that because it creates a vibe. It creates scarcity.
And it will I probably dissuade people from acting out in a bad fashion.
That's right.
Which I totally understand.
If you met me in a different context, I still don't think you'd love me, but you'd like me a lot more.
Okay. I mean, when do you get off?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
4 a.m.?
Okay.
Where are you staying?
Well, if all goes according to plan, we're going to Hotel Twinkle Twinkle.
Oh, really?
Oh, you booked us at Hotel Twinkle Twinkle? Oh, sure, totally. I didn't mean to interrupt your lovely moment. No. I can't
Hotel
believe.
Twinkle Twinkle. I actually know a couple of the bartenders there. It's a really awesome spot.
Thanks. It was rated high. I'm just trying to do right by my little brother on his
bachelor
That's
sweet.
Party.
Honestly, like, if there was a way I could get you in, I would, but like.
I totally understand. Listen. You don't have to let us in, though.
There's just absolutely no way you'll retrieve the flash drive from the toppest place at the top of the Radisson. Since we had a big feud with them. I mean, there's no way you'd get the flash drive back with all of our cool lighting cues that our DJ used to use to get the party going. There's no way, no how. I don't even know why I'm telling you anyhow. No way, no how. But if you got to the top of the top bus bar in the Radisson and talk to the sous chef Glenda, then she might have some intel. And then if you somehow managed to convince her to help you out and she told you where it was buried in the middle of the lunar fields, then well, maybe it would be a different story.
So that just
but there's
sorry.
No there's no way, no how.
We're gonna get the flash drive.
No
there's no way,
no how.
So is it up in the Radisson or in a lunar field right now?
But there's honestly no way. Twinkle, twinkle, I always order the same thing.
Okay.
Champagne, but in a water glass.
Champagne, but in a water glass.
And if somehow you could meet me there before midnight, then maybe this night could end a little on the right side for you. But there's no way.
So I have
no way, no how. There's no way,
no way, no how.
Goodbye forever, I'm sure that we'll stay, 'cause there's no way.
There's got to be a way.
Listen, she just literally gave us away.
I think we have to go get this flash drive from a tapas. Well, I think the flash drive itself is not there.
I was
going
to say,
the information
necessary to get the flash drive is at the top floor of a Radisson. Also, how quaint, a flash drive?
I know. How quaint.
I mean, what is this? 2152?
How quaint.
I mean, literally. And Brett, didn't you used to work at a Radisson as a bellboy? So you kind of know the layout of how that could go.
And Brendan, didn't you used to do that thing where you took your metal detector all along the rocky beaches looking for hidden treasures buried there?
And Brad, didn't you once go to the Basque region of Spain just to eat tapas?
See,
I'm sure that could come in handy.
Listen, we just got handed a straight up quest. And honestly, Brandon, I did have sort of devised a fun series of like riddles and like scavenger hunt things to do. But this is like a natural one that I don't know the answer to. And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, most of them were supposed to still happen like in the club. So I still straight up blew it.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is even better, you guys. What a better situation. Now you can be in on it with me too, okay, bro.
So just to be clear, here is the plan. We need to get that flash drive, get it back here before Xenon Girl of the 21st Century plays your show. Hopefully, it will give them lighting cues to make the show good. Also, all of the people that you have hired to give your sort of, what is the name of the thing that scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt.
Those people that you all hired are in that club, but we can't get in there.
Right.
Okay.
Also, I was getting a vibe off that girl, just if you were interested, Brad.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, for you.
Yeah,
for
you, she seemed great.
Yeah, Glorb.
She seemed great.
I think we still need to meet Glorb at Twinkle Twinkle by midnight, order a champagne glass, a champagne and a water glass.
I think you got a real shot.
No, for you. She was flirting with you.
She was flirting with you, bro.
Dude, she was flirting with you.
Nah, I don't think
she
so.
She certainly wasn't flirting with me. I said nothing. That whole time, I said not a single word.
She just seemed like she was into something that was going on. I just assumed it was you.
No, man.
You were back there being so cool.
No, I was trying to see
if I... you're really cool. Have I said that to you before?
Thanks, man. All right. To the Radisson?
I think we got it.
Radisson employees. This is Moon Radisson, okay? This isn't Neptune Radisson. This isn't Mars Radisson. And we need to treat it like it's Moon Radisson.
Glenda, you're right. We take our jobs very seriously here at Moon Radisson.
And I feel like my favorite part about it is like, yes, did we eventually expand to the rest of the solar system? Of course. But wasn't it so exciting when we were first to be out of
Earth? We were the first Radisson.
Also, out of Earth.
I think it's super cool that we made almost no changes from the Earth Radisson.
That's why people come to Moon Radisson. For a little taste of Earth, but on the moon.
I just like, Glenda, just because like you are like always interested in feedback a little bit if it's put in the box. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this meeting was maybe called because I was putting too many suggestions about how they do it on Saturn Radisson. Mm-hmm. I just like how they're like a little bit floatier. I was just wondering if we could be floatier.
That's part of why I called that meeting. There were a lot of comments in the box that said, can we be floatier? Can we make the workday squishier? Can we sort of can we have more moods? Can we be lifty in the way that we do our day to day? And my first thought was, I don't know what any of that means. Okay. I need clarification.
I guess what I was thinking is like one time when I got to go to Saturn Radisson, it was like liftier and squishier and they had rings.
Sure. Could you just said all here? Of the, you didn't clarify any of the things that I needed you to clarify though.
Okay.
So like when you say,
okay, let me see if I can do it. Okay, is liftier? Because, well, let's see. It was liftier because my spirits were lifted when I was there.
It's kind of intangible, but
it was squishier because their carpet was squishier when I was there. They had more rings because Saturn famously has rings. Those are just a couple of things.
Can I clarify? Sure. She wants it to be lifty, squishy, floaty. Lifty, squishy, floaty. Lifty, squishy, floaty. My name is Tony. Lifty, squishy, floaty. Lifty, squishy, floaty. I think she wants a lifty, squishy, floaty. His name is also Tony.
Hell, it's me. I'm Tony too. And I'm here to tell you what squishy can do. I love the squishy Saturn also because of the way it feels under my feet.
Thank you, Tony.
Welcome.
I think you've really made it clear. I think we can implement here.
Lifty, squishy, floaty. Lifty,
space while she floated.
My name is Tony,
and my name's also Tony.
Lifty squishy floaty,
so lifty,
lifty squishy floaty,
lifty squishy floaty,
lifty squishy floaty.
My name is Tony.
Me too.
Great. I know all of your names already, but
Glenda.
Yeah, you're Glenda. That's my name. But that's not the reason this meeting was called. You say lifty, squishy, and floaty, but you don't describe what that means. And you say that Saturn has rings, but the moon doesn't have rings.
Okay, I don't know how else to say this.
No, clearly.
I don't know how to break it down. It's like I can't explain up to you if you've never seen it around. Do you know what it is to be so floaty? Do you know what it is to be so lifty? Do you know what it is to be so squishy? Do you know that they're both named Tony?
The lifty, squishy, floaty.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
My name is Tony.
And my name is Tony.
So you're saying make it lifty, squishy, floaty.
Yeah.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
Your name is Tony,
and your name is Tony.
Yeah, yes, we'll do all those. Yes, let's do it. Let's do all those things.
Will the Radisson implement any of these changes? Will the brothers, one metaphorical, retrieve this flash drive and get it in time to see Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century? Find out when we return to the second half of
Party Bus
in Space! The musical. Be right back.
Be right back. Just chill.
Are you lifty?
Are you
squishy?
Are you
floaty?
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
I hope you have a dang smile on your face.
Yeah, if you don't, take a second.
Check it out.
We're not going to tell you what to do with your face.
No, but I just am hoping.
Yeah, I hope so too.
When we last left, Brett, Brendan, Brad, they were trying to get a flash drive so they could see Xenon before midnight. That's what you need to know. Welcome to the second half of
Party Bus
in Space. Okay, so stay with me because I work at an Earth Radisson, but everyone knows that the Moon Radisson is the only space Radisson that's still modeled like an Earth Radisson.
Right.
So I should know the layout. Like, right. Yep, here's the elevator bank. Now, we could have just followed the signs that said
sure.
Elevators.
That's what I thought we were doing. I thought we were following the signs.
Oh, well, I was personally also using my instinctive knowledge.
Great,
based on when I was a bellhop for one summer.
Sure.
One summer as a bellhop. Yeah,
Bud?
It was.
Yeah?
No, was I was. No, it was just, I was one summer. When I was a bellhop.
Hey, bud.
Yeah?
I need you to focus up.
You're right.
Just a little bit.
You don't have space for that?
We're on a clock.
You're right.
No.
Do I have space for that?
Huh.
Brandon, it's your day, man. What do you think? What's going on?
You know, Brett, love you. Have space for so much?
Might not have space for that right now.
Right now? I really want to see
Xenon
on it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's table it.
Let's put that,
yeah.
It's not that we don't have space. We just need to table it.
We got a table.
I need it down in the initiative order.
Do you know what it's going to be great?
What?
I'm just going to tell you, and then we're going to move on. Okay. I don't want to take up any more time. Okay. It's going to be great.
I'm going to hit a button for the top of the
perfect.
Elevator.
From when we're all super hungover on the party bus back home tomorrow, and we've like had our drunk brunch.
And we will be hungover.
And we will.
And
we will have drunk brunch. And we're like, that hair of the dog is like wearing off just as we're about to like jump to G5. And you guys are going to need like a little tail to distract you. And that's what I'm going
to
say.
I cannot wait to hear the bell.
The summer when I was a bellhop. But not now. Oh, cool. We're already here. Oh,
good, good.
Hello. Welcome to the top floor of the Radisson on the Moon.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
Whoa, it's even more amazing than I thought in my head.
I should be back in the kitchen making stuff. I'm a sous chef.
Your name Glinda?
Glinda?
Yeah.
Wow, Glinda. First of all, I have to compliment you on this amazing place, but could say it could be a little floatier.
I just was thinking it could be a little sliftier.
Okay.
But maybe even
I think
bouncers?
I was going to say bouncier, maybe a squishier.
Oh yeah.
Everyone's saying that. I don't know what it means, but I'm trying to embrace it.
Well,
it's all of my, literally all of my, I want to say they're employees, but they're not really because I'm a sous chef. Sometimes I call meetings.
I think my friends and I would just love a seat at the bar, and maybe you could get us started with some croquetas or some pan con tomate.
Sure. That's what sous chefs do. In space.
Well, I don't know. No, you greeted us.
I'm saying that is what I do. That's true.
I don't know, Glinda. You greeted us.
Yeah, no, chill out. It's fine. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Croquetas?
Yeah. And pan con tomate?
Yeah.
Maybe some camarones
pan.
Yeah.
More pan. Okay.
Yeah, mas. Yeah,
well, to dip in the butter, I assume the camarones are coming in like a garlic butter.
Si.
Si.
All right.
Sí. Esta es muy bonita aquí.
Ah, muchas gracias.
I love it here.
Wait, what if this was Xenon? What if this was Xenon?
Oh.
I don't know. That's nothing. That's nothing.
But, I mean, that would be so cool.
I just mean, like, this is exciting. We're on a legit quest, but right? We should enjoy the quest.
I was going to say, I had a second thing where I was like, let's just wait for Xenon to leave the club and hit her on the way out.
For, like, a private performance?
I guess that's less of a performance and more of just like a meet and greet.
We should try to dip maybe in addition.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to see her perform, right?
Oh, I really, really.
Oh, shoot.
Do you guys think they're
ham croquetas or cod croquetas?
I hope cod, because I don't eat ham. You know that.
Oh, shoot. I didn't ask her.
Oh, good.
Croquetas.
Salt cod.
Tomate,
very popular.
Camarones.
Oh, thank you. This is delicious. We'll also take a tempranillo or maybe a Rioja.
We don't have either of those things.
Interesting.
Ask for another thing.
How about
a chocolate?
Yeah, that we have.
Okay.
Ask for another thing.
Cider.
We don't have that. Ask for another one.
Those might be the ones. Oh, cava. Can we have cava?
We have that. Ask for another thing.
Champagne.
We don't have that.
No.
Ask for another thing though.
A glass of. I'm so drunk at my bachelor party. I can't remember
we
what
got
else
so many shots.
We need to be looking for.
You gotta soap up some of that, like with these cod croquetas.
Okay, give me some croquetas. I know it was. You guys, I know we're looking for one. The USB flash drive as fast as, and
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Two. That something with a glass of champagne.
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to get on Glinda's good side by knowing things to order at a tapas place. I thought that might put us in her good grace. Saying croquetas and knowing what they are. We start there before we go too far. You don't start by asking for the flash drive. You don't start by asking for the drive. You don't start by asking for the flash drive. You have to do something subtle and hide. You don't start by asking for the flash drive. You don't start by asking for the flash drive. You don't start by asking for the flash drive. Do something subtle inside.
I was fully prepared to bring my knowledge of Spain to this restaurant and really play my game. But if I'm being honest,
I'm so obsessed in my head with the thing before that you said about the person that was looking at you. Definitely you said looking at me. But don't just go and ask for the flash drive. You don't sneak it right up top. You gotta get it in more slowly and then never stop. You don't just ask for the flash drive. No, you don't just ask for the flash drive. Why are you all talking about a flash drive?
Oh, wait! Glenda, I meant to say, I love the way you talk to us today. Suddenly I feel like you're floaty and squishy and all the things that I'm looking for here. And I meant to say, I love the vibe of this place. It gives me Madrid, Barcelona, and even Santander in my face.
It's meant to be a melange of different parts of the world, but all kind of Spain, but not just one specific part of Spain, you know. Spain contains multitudes, and we thought, hey, why not do a world tour? But the world is Spain, do you see what we've got?
Yeah. Don't just ask for the flash drive. Don't just ask for the flash drive. Ooh, I love, what is this? Did you hit this with some cumin?
I don't mean to be a dorka, but are these oysters from Mallorca?
Mallorca, yes they are.
Oh my god.
Which is hard because we're on the moon.
Oh, you're making me say please. Did these come from Ibiza?
Yes they did, again very hard because we're on the moon.
Just ask for the flash drive. You don't just ask for the flash drive.
I've been very cool. I'm gonna give you something off our secret menu.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with a drink when you mix wine and coke?
A Calimocho.
Here's a Calimocho. It's our sign of our specialty. Served, this isn't really part of the drink, but it's served on a napkin, which is a ripped up treasure map. Isn't that fun?
That's so fun!
And I actually only have it, no one's ordered this in a long time, so it's only ripped into three pieces. That's one Calimocho for you, one Calimocho for you, and one Calimocho para ti. Hey, thanks. So she was looking at me.
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
you.
No.
So cool. Me.
Brad, Glorb that whole time was looking at you.
Well, she was talking to me, but she was looking
at
me.
Giving you a little bit of heat.
I felt the heat. I just assumed it was for you.
No, man. That was straight rom-com up classic.
Oh, yeah. That was.
They start by bickering. Then they find common ground, and then they learn about each other.
What's this weird napkin under my drink?
It's a treasure map. Quick, pick up your drinks.
I've only got a third of it.
No. We each have a third.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. Perfect. This is incredible. Wait a minute, you guys. If you take some of the Calimocho and you spill it on there a little.
No, don't do that. What are you doing?
More reveals.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's been a lot of stuff on the map over the years. You probably should clean some of it off with Calimocho.
That's what they always say. Clean it off with Calimocho.
Maybe. Are you saying there was something written on the map in like a cool invisible ink pen?
Exactly.
That's only revealed by the mix of Coke and wine?
Exactly.
You think of the sort of like liquids that reveal things on a map as being clear. Because if you dump something that has a lot of like color into it onto it. I mean,
well, Glenda,
I'm not going to argue with the results here.
Glenda,
that's definitely something on the map that was
Glenda,
not there before.
Glenda, as the sous chef of this incredible salt cod
Thank
croquetta.
You for saying so.
I have to say, it's sort of maybe perhaps like a dyeing an Easter egg situation where you use a white, clear wax crayon, and then the dye reveals the pattern there that you've made with the dust, at that point, invisible crayon. So I think the map was with a thin, waxy finish that the Calimocho, it could have been any liquid of any type of color,
sure.
Not necessarily clear or light-based.
All I know is it's a map to a flash drive that we took after we had a big falling out with Lunar.
Then it's the one we want.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to get
And we said we're going to bury this in the lunar fields and we'll take a map and we'll rip it up into so many pieces that it'll never come back together. But we forgot to do that part and we just made three napkins and then we didn't use them.
Can I ask you?
Are you invested in this flash drive?
No.
Okay, good, because I'm starting to... Well, I'm endeared to you.
This feud's like hundreds of years old.
Oh, cool. So it's like... doesn't really matter to you personally.
There's a plaque on the back of the wall that says, never forget the age-old blood feud between Moon Radisson and Club Lunar, but none of us sort of
okay, cool. deal with
it. Glenda, what is the thing that could like repair this feud?
Brendan, this is why I fucking love you.
This is why I fucking love you, bro.
Yeah, like we're so here supported. For your bachelor party,
and you're
like,
no, let's
bring
on.
These, let's bring this Radisson and this Club Lunar back together.
Well, because
you don't have a stake in this.
Well, it just reminds me of like when Xenon wasn't with her mom, okay. and then she was on the moon,
yeah,
and then she really wanted to be with her mom, just like I get to be with you guys, my best friends. Now
you're saying we're like Xenon.
Or in general, could you tell us more about what Xenon means to you?
I love Xenon more than anything on earth. Can't begin to tell you what she's worth. She's the girl of the 21st century. And when I saw her as a little straight boy, I thought, that's me. Xenon, I love you platonically. Xenon, when I look at you, I see me. And now to introduce her to all my friends. Well, I hope this fun bachelor party never ends. And now to be on this quest with all of us, it makes me feel Zetus Lapidus, Xenon. I love her platonically. The three of us need to do is keep having fun and keep on our path toward her. Because if we put our three heads together, we can heal this feud through any space storm weather. See where the map is telling for us to go.
In the lunar fields, do you have your
metal detector?
I have my metal detector, which I forgot that I used to do because I've been so drunk at this bachelor party.
I've been so drunk all this Colomochos.
Oh my gosh. I think the only way for us to do this, Glenda, will you come with us?
Glenda, what? You're a fun hang. Will
you're
you come
fun
with?
Hang out.
No one's ever called me a fun hang before.
Why if not? You're lifty.
What?
You're squishy. You're
floaty. Get out, no.
Girl. You're a fun hang.
You got it going on, girl.
This pancone tomate.
I would love to hang out with you, but you probably like all of you. Will probably like have wives, especially you.
I do.
Probably have so many wives that you're not gonna get.
This is
to
crazy.
Get back to. You probably have
this
to
is
go back
so
to like
crazy.
A wife.
Brad, this girl is also so interested in you.
Wait, what?
I can't believe it. Can you believe
day?
It? Glenda is so interested in you.
No. That can't be right.
I mean, she's talking to me and she's looking at me, but I think she might be interested in you.
Okay, well, hold on, though. That's what I said. And then you were saying that she wasn't interested in me.
Oh, yeah.
So by that logic,
hey,
this girl's
Brendan,
interested in
you're
Brandon.
You're the only one in a long-term relationship.
Right.
When someone listens to what you says, has thoughtful follow-ups questions, makes good eye contact, did a subtle arm touch, and said,
and
I wish
at you,
you
and said
you
probably
have
a
wives, especially you. Are they maybe into you?
I'm thinking, yeah.
That's a green light, my bro.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting. Glinda, you have to come. You're a great hang.
Yeah, okay, just to get clarification. How many wives?
Zero wives.
Okay.
Zero GFs.
Head chef.
Zero I'm fiancés. I'm clocking out,
and that's a floaty thing to do.
So floaty.
Xenon, are you going to need anything? As just, I know this is all on your radar. I just want to make sure that this is all to your liking. You know, like Club Lunar is so freaking excited to have you. I just want to make sure.
Thanks. Yeah, this is all correct. This is, you know, per what my dad says that I have to do because he keeps making me sing and dance my whole life.
Hey, baby, how are you having a good time performing at this club?
Oh,
hi, it's
no.
Me, Mr. Xenon, dad of the 20-always century.
Oh, no.
Z-Dad, you're being such a Zetus Lapidus bummer major right
you
now.
You keep saying that, I don't know what it means. But you get out there, you sing and dance your little heart out, and keep making me that money, baby.
I hate this. I'm 37 years old, and I just want to have a family and friends. And what I would really love is to like have one crazy fun night, meet some strangers, and not always be like pared down by my dad.
Xenon, this is so sad, and I like want to get you out of this contract if you want, or maybe we just like, do you want to perform one last time tonight and like do whatever you want? Like, don't worry about the set list that's been approved. Like, what would you do?
No one has ever asked me that before. I wanna dance in a sex-positive way like a whore.
Yes.
I wanna get freaky and have a little fun. And I wanna be done when Xenon says she's done. Cause I'm a free woman. Fuck my dad. A free woman. Screw my dad. I wanna get out there and do a little dance. I wanna have a drink and then I wanna rest. Free woman, Xenon. Free woman, Xenon.
Oh my gosh, Xenon, I'm gonna get these new tracks to the DJ, and hopefully I hope we can get access to lighting somehow so that we can just like make this really pop for you. And well, we do have a costume closet. If you want to just like go, just do whatever you want, Xenon. You're freaking Xenon.
I got my tie stuck in the vending machine.
You, sir. You know what? You're actually breaking several rules of our code. And most importantly, Mr. Z Daddy, not a Zaddy, you're not on the list.
Wait, what?
You're not on the list.
Of course I'm on the list.
Not if I give it a little crisscross like this.
Wait, you're off the list.
You're not on the list.
But I'm Z Dad.
You're not on the list. So you can get right out.
I would like to leave since you're being mean. But again, my tie is stuck inside the vending machine. I wasn't trying to steal chips from the bottom.
Yes, you were.
I don't know how my tie got stuck in the vending machine. I can afford chips if I wanna buy chips. And I didn't get my hand
actually
trying to steal,
you know what?
The chip.
I was wrong in what I said before when you weren't a zaddy. Let me get a little bit close and whoopee!
Now my tie's not stuck in the vending machine. And I still don't have chips. But that is okay, cause I wasn't trying to steal chips. That isn't what happened. A space mouse took my tie and ran into the machine. You got a rodent.
You're not on the list.
Fine.
You're not on the list.
And I'm just gonna take this.
Fine. Xenon, I can't wait. You're going to do whatever you want, and it's going to be amazing.
Glurp, I've never had a best friend before, and I'm feeling such strong, awesome vibes from you. Do you, after I finish my song, do you want to get out of here? Just have some drinks and have some fun with some strangers?
That's what I want more than freaking anything, Xenon. I have to swing by Twinkle Twinkle at midnight to see if something pans out, but I'll be back for your show at 1, and then I think we should go back to Twinkle Twinkle for the rest of the night, and then maybe, this is crazy, do you want to get on the party bus but have it go not back to Earth, instead check out the Radisson on Saturn?
I'm all about doing whatever I want, and that's exactly what I want to do.
Yes.
Go to the Radisson on Saturn. I've never been able to just go be normal like that.
That would be the most freaking normal thing you could do.
Heck yes. Beep. Beep.
Keep going.
Beep. 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 Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I found something. Oh my gosh. I found something. Look. It's it. It's what we've been looking for.
Dude.
I was so drunk. I'm so glad we have this flash drive.
Did you get it? Did we dig it? Glinda, what's like your dream vacation?
Well, I've never been to Neptune.
Oh, girl, me neither. It's on my list.
I've never been to Saturn, but everyone says the Rata Saturn is very nice.
Girl, it's on my list.
And I have a discount there because I work.
I used to work at a Radisson. Did you know that about me?
Which one?
An Earth Radisson.
Oh my God, our Radisson is modeled after that Radisson.
I know the layout, but it was back when I was a bellboy.
Ooh,
now's
happened?
Not
You're
the time.
That thing
we
again,
don't,
Brad.
We don't
what
have space
heck,
for
man?
That. Brendan, should we dig a hole here?
Dig. Just start digging.
Okay. I'm going to use my belt buckle. Is that a thing?
Yeah, man. We're having so much fun.
I'm going to use my elbow. Is that a thing?
Sure.
What the heck is this? Who are these two guys coming in? Really want to help you dig. Yeah.
My name's Tony.
And my name's also Tony.
I'd love to help dig.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing straight up. You guys are lifty, floaty, and squishy.
And my name's Tony.
I knew
and
it.
I'm a little
Yeah, we'll take any help we could get.
What are we looking for?
A flash drive.
What's that?
I know, it's so quaint, but I think it started hundreds of years ago when the feud between the Moon Radisson and the Lunar Club happened, probably for some sick lighting cues that are on this flash drive that they both wanted, because back before the
Got
Radisson
it.
Had a... Oh, good job,
I found
Brad.
It. Wasn't that deep?
Just as a slight Radisson historian, back before the Radisson on the Moon had a tapas bar on the roof,
okay.
It had its own club, and the club used to share a lighting designer, but then the lighting designer was like, I don't feel seen by either of you places. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the best light show ever made on a flash drive. And only if you two can come together will those cues even work.
But then the Radisson, okay.
And
so
then
the club had the lighting board, but the Radisson
had
the
lighting cues.
Design.
Yeah.
And so didn't work for either of them.
And then only the like most popular bands like Xenon would play at Lunar. And that's why Radisson's so upset. Because
this all sounds like it's stuff that is on that plaque, but I have never read it, to be totally honest.
Fair enough, girl. You have other things to do, like making that perfect pancone tomate.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
So bouncy and floaty.
I'm still tasting that pancone tomate.
I don't know what I'm feeling.
Holy crap, it's going to be midnight in 10 minutes. We got to go.
It's okay. I have till 4 a.m. when she said she gets off work.
No, she said she's going to swing by and meet you there at midnight.
Didn't she say she gets off at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, but she said if you're not there by midnight, we can't use the queue for Xenon.
Oh, we got to get back for the show. Your thing, the bachelor party. I've been so in my head about this girl. I'm so sorry.
Dude,
I need
it's
to make space for that. Let's go. I can't drive right now. Tony's, do you have a car?
We do. Come on, get on our flip flam.
Oh, wow. This
We're
is
a flip flam.
This
on,
is a
now.
Cute flip flam.
I've never been a flip flam like this before.
Oh, boop, boop, honk, honk.
It's flip flammy.
Aren't you guys having fun? Didn't you say you wanted to have fun?
Dude, I'm having so much fun. This is incredible. Two Tonys? You never see that. You never see that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they must not have more than one Tony on Earth.
Hey, Glinda, if I wanted to dance with you later, would you dance with me?
Yeah. Can we make out first, though?
First?
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Making out.
Oh, Glenda, Glenda, Glenda,
oh, Tony, Glenda, yeah.
Glenda. Glenda, you're so cool and fun now.
Dancing is very personal to me. So I only want to dance with someone I've made out with.
Fair enough. Oh,
that makes sense, yeah.
You got to save your dancing
yeah.
for someone you care about.
It's yeah. like, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. With somebody I've already kissed.
Somebody I've made smooshed with.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, I want to dance with somebody. Ooh. I want to feel that heat with somebody. Somebody I've smooched with.
You want a tango with me? You better take that impulse and put it in the backseat.
I wanna do a mambo on the floor. Mm-hmm. But I gotta do a mambo in your mouth before. Somebody, I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Ooh, I wanna dance with somebody.
Ooh,
with somebody who smooshed me. Look, Brad, there she is, sitting at the end of the bar, waiting for a big glass, a water glass of champagne.
Wait, yeah. That's what she wanted, a big water glass full of champagne. She's not out yet, or off, but I could still probably get her one.
Yeah, we gotta get her the flash drive.
Excuse me, one water glass full of champagne, please?
Well, I've never heard of that.
Just for a... Can you do it, though? I mean, can you do it, though?
I don't know, I never heard of that.
Okay, but you have champagne?
Yeah.
You have water glass?
Yeah.
Can I...
I'll have to charge you for two pours. That's huge.
Hey,
that's
it's my bachelor party. We're, whatever, man.
That's fair. Yeah, charge it. Yeah,
charge it.
I never heard of that.
Sure.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Here's a nice tip.
Oh, thank you.
Can I just clarify? We're literally in a bar in space. This is something you've never heard of?
I never heard of that.
Wow.
I guess Glorp never drinks here, huh?
Oh, her? Oh, yeah. She usually just gets it herself. Because she knows me.
Okay. Ooh, I want to dance with somebody.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Do you guys see who that is walking into the bar?
Oh, my God. Pause. Pause on this.
Pause on this. There's no space for this.
It's a scene high.
Wait, hold on. I got to do this real quick then. Hey, Glorp.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah, there was no one watching the door, so we just came in even though we're not on the list. But look, I have the flash drive.
Oh, amazing. You did it. And you picked the perfect night because Xenon's actually going to have her farewell performance where she finally just does whatever the hell she wants.
And I've decided I want to do it at the Radisson and finally stop this silly feud between the Radisson and the Lunar.
So it's not, you're not going to do the show here?
We're at Lunar now?
I thought we were at Twinkle Twinkle, to be honest. Okay. TBH.
I'll be honest. My dad drunk. Has been so like on me and not letting me out anywhere. I just walked in with Glorp and I wasn't sure. We're at Twinkle Twinkle.
We're at Twinkle Twinkle.
No, yeah, I'll do it here. I want to do it here, actually.
We didn't go back to see Xenon's show where we thought it was going to be. We stopped by Twinkle Twinkle first to make sure our reservation was good. And it was. That explains why you weren't working the door.
Yeah.
You don't work
here. I don't work here. This is where I said
to
meet me.
What a surprise to see Xenon going to perform here where I didn't know she was going to perform.
This surprises.
This is so awesome. And I can't wait to do this. And I'm sorry. And this will be weird, but is that one of those metal detectors that goes beep, beep, beep and like finds gold and stuff?
Oh my God, Brendan.
Oh, yeah, this is just like something I do in my spare time. Okay, that's all I've ever wanted since I was a kid, was to just run free on the beach and go beep, beep, beep and like find watches and gold and stuff.
Real quick, Brad, I need you to clarify something with me real quick.
This is a platonic moment he's having because he's platonically obsessed with her.
That's right, okay.
So we don't have to worry. This is not complicating. It's a bachelor party.
No, this is, and like,
I mean,
okay, good.
Good job having your sensors up, but I think, like, knowing Brendan in his heart, I think this is truly just about, like, a childhood dream fulfilled.
Just wanted to clarify.
And also, really, it's mostly been Xenon just having her own experience with a beep beep.
That's true.
Also, I just think it's super cool that sometimes the end of a story, like a person's story in this life, can be male and female friendship that isn't love. You know what I mean?
Well, I've never heard of that.
Hey, what's your name? Hey, I'm going to read your...
Buffalo.
Hey, Buffalo. This is a great opportunity, you Buffalo, the bartender at Twinkle Twinkle, to like open your eyes and make space for this.
You're right. I got to make space for a ton in my life. I got a lot of thinking to do.
Are you telling me that that is the flash drive that's going to put on the lights? The lights that I want to perform to.
And Xenon, you're going to be amazing. I know our friendship is fresh, but like I believe in its potential for depth. And like this show is going to end a feud. It's going to start your new life. It's going to be a memory for these bros. And it's going to be huge for you.
Thank you so much. Here's what I want. I want to ask these new friends what they want to see. Because I've always just been doing what my dad wants to see. And I've never actually had friends where I could ask them what they want. What do you guys want?
Oh, shit. Well, I guess if I could say one thing, yeah. It would be great. This is going to sound dumb, but it would be great if it were lifty.
And I know think it would be great if it were squishy.
I think it would be awesome if it were floaty.
So basically lifty, squishy, floaty,
but also you. Those three things mean to you.
Xenon does what Xenon's got to do.
Then I need to tell you I wanna have fun with you. Let's get a slip and slide and run with you.
So sexy.
Let's do whatever we wanna do. We'll dance and move and gyrate together.
This is lifty, squishy, floaty.
I wanna dance with somebody.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
Wanna dance with somebody.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
And all I'm also
tall. Can we make out so we can dance?
Please.
Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to hook up a girlfriend with a guy. This is so cool.
Okay, now we can dance.
Thank God, because I really love to dance.
Me too.
Especially when it's lifty, like this one, and squishy like this, and floaty because I'm next to you.
Whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling it too, and this feeling is good and new.
And Brad, I'm sorry you weren't on the list. I hope that we can still dance through this if you'd wanna dance next to me.
Not only that, that's an offer that I will not pass. Also, I brought you some champagne inside a water glass. To be lifty, squishy, floaty. Wanna dance with somebody?
Take off my wig. Quick, do the reveal. That's right. It is me, not just Xenon. I'm also Kristen, Brendan. I'm your fiance.
Whoa!
It's been a Hannah Montana situation. That's why you've always been so in love with me.
Brendan, not only do you have a romantic love that you knew was a romantic love, but it's also a platonic love.
Whoa.
The best kind of relationship is built
on friendship.
Friendship, just like my love for you, Brendan, Brad.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
Wanna dance with somebody.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
Wanna drink champagne with somebody.
Lifty, squishy, floaty.
And my mom was
Tony.
I'm so drunk after our drunk brunch.
All six of us.
Hey, we were thinking instead of going right back to Earth, do you guys want to go to the Rata Saturn? Just keep this party going a little bit longer.
I've never been to the Rata Saturn. Honestly, I'm feeling like a little hungover right now. I need something to take my mind off of it.
Well, it is a longer flight to the Rata Saturn, and I might have just the thing. The age I was 17.
Oh,
it
I'm
was
pooping.
My very first job.
I'm puking and also maybe pooping.
I'm so
my
sick
mom
and
told
hungover.
Me, bread if you want.
I feel terrible.
You
right
gotta
now.
Earn your own dough.
Brad, you're hurting my head,
so
man.
I was a bellhop.
Oh, it's getting louder.
Madison.
Brad, you're screaming, bro.
I was a bellhop.
How are the girls
Madison.
All sleeping through this?
I don't know. I feel so bad.
I'm at the Radisson.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Radisson that brought me to you.
Thank you.
I was a bellhop.
Dude, Brad, so loud.
Oh, I was a bellhop.
Brad, what the fuck, man? You know what?
I think we just gotta make space for this.
I think we gotta make space.
That's where our tale begins.
Oh, no.
The first day I clock in, it was an old timey clock in. How quaint! And then I was a guy that I would go to the toilet, and then I kept being a bellhop.
He told the whole story, and he made such a fuss.
And then we got into an argument with the dishwasher.
But they all found glory in space on the pod. In space, the musical with Tim Murray, ladies and
my
gentlemen.
Gosh, give it up, Tim.
Give it up.
I can't believe Xenon was Kristen, his fiance, the whole time.
I can't believe it.
The whole time.
She was a supernova girl.
There you go.
There you go.
That song, right?
Oh,
pull.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make me about to go boom, boom, boom.
Well, that's right.
Girl.
Okay.
Okay. Give it up for
the two episodes in a row. We're talking about making bodies go boom, boom, boom.
Sometimes it's what you think about when you got Dana the boom from the other room.
That's true.
Tim, that was so dang fun.
Tim, tell everyone about your pod because it's so
yes.
great. We had the joy of being on it.
Yeah, you guys were on a couple of weeks ago. First of all, just what a joy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. This has just been the best time of my whole life,
oh,
basically.
Gosh. We're having a wonderful time.
A musical about Xenon? Come on. The podcast is called Slumber Party, and you can find it on Apple, Spotify. We do videos of it on YouTube, and I interview people about their sleepover experiences growing up, and we talk about all the stuff that you forgot about when you were a kid, and it's super fun.
Incredible. Jess and I went on it.
It
I probably talked
time.
About how I used to cry a lot and then eventually stopped crying and made it through a whole
I mean, Tim
moment.
And I went down a raised Catholic rabbit hole of CCD
yeah.
kids versus Catholic school kids.
Oh,
there's a lot of good content. That was really fun. Thank you for having us. And you should listen to that. You should keep an eye out for any live dates. Tim has an amazing show. You just did in New York.
Oh, yes. What's the name of your stand-up show? There's clips of it.
It's called Wait, Let's Have
Wait,
Fun.
Wait, Let's Have Fun.
But I'm now doing it in conjunction with my buddy Michael Henry. So now we're just calling it Tim Murray and Michael Henry Live. And he does a half an hour and I do a half an hour. And we are having the time of our lives. Thank you to everyone who came out in New York. It was so much fun. And we're hoping to play a lot more places soon. Maybe
keep
the
an
Midwest.
Eye out.
It's opening back up. That's yeah. the world.
Follow him.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me at tmurray06 on all platforms except for Twitter now, which was deactivated by Twitter because of a copyright issue because I tweeted a video of how do you solve a problem like Maria, and I said gay bartenders talking shit on their coworkers. And Twitter. I'm glad we're laughing about it
the
now.
The Julie Andrews Sound of Music estate is litigious, apparently.
I said, this movie is from 1962. You really care about it? It was a 40-second clip. I'm like, are you for real? But yeah. They have deactivated my account. So follow me elsewhere. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Wow, that is ridiculous. I mean, great joke. How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a wave upon the shore?
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
Give it up for Dana Wiggins on the Stickins, the boom in the other room.
We had people, a couple people reach out and say, hey, we want to support the show and we don't know how. What a great question. Thank you for asking. All you got to do is go to offbookclubhouse.com. There we have two tiers of support that you can give to us. And as our sort of gift to you for keeping the show running, we have videos of episodes with guests like the one we have done just now. We have song downloads. We have other stuff. Mostly you're keeping the show running, though. Thank you so much for all the people that have done that.
Yes, you really are keeping the show afloat. You're keeping it lifty, squishy, and floaty.
And my name is Tony.
And my name is, as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, champagne in a water glass?
Well, I never heard of that.